Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Good morning. Yes, hallelujah. God is good. Yeah. Where's Christine? Yes, hallelujah. Good to see you, Carl. Yes. When are they starting school? Tomorrow? Okay. Where's it going? Oh, good. Okay. Hallelujah. That's very good. The father who took him to his school. Yes. Christine's dad was a headmaster there. Hallelujah. And yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. If I had a boy, I wouldn't take him to smart. I wouldn't take him to smart. I've told people over the years that I love my former school, but I wouldn't take the boy there. I'll take the child to Budo. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes. There's a way in which Catholics raise children, okay, which is not very good. The Protestant way of raising kids is better. Hallelujah. Yes, so, yeah. Thank God is going to good. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, thank God everyone is here. Let's give a big hand clap to the worship team. They tried, but some of the sound, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong here. Yes, but worship team, thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. Glory be to God. Yes, I grew up, when I got saved in 1998, I grew up knowing, yeah, for some reason, either the circle associated with the fellowships I used to go to, the missions, end of term, we used to go to Iganga, Kamudi, Mayuge to preach. Okay, we'd spend there a week. And while we were there as students, we used to have very serious fellowships, if I should say, prayer and worship sessions. Comes to Christians gathering together. Okay? Hallelujah. Because immediately when I got saved, I threw out secular music. Okay? I got to know the truth that it was evil. Okay? And it is still evil. All right? For those of you who are listening to secular music, okay, you're worshiping the devil. All right? You're worshiping who? The devil. Whether you want to hear that or not, but you're worshiping the devil. It's demonic. And so I grew up knowing the authentic, what it means by the presence of God. All right? So, and if you have ever tested it, and you are part of it for a long time, okay, you always hunger for it. Hallelujah. You always pursue it. You always do things that help you to get it. Do you understand? Okay? So, yeah. In a sense, I cannot be deceived. Someone can deceive me with many things, and I fall for them. But when it comes to the presence of God, I cannot be deceived. You understand? I know what it is. Glory be to God. I know what it is, and I hunger, I desire for it. I do everything it takes, okay, to get it, if that's the right word, okay? But sometimes here, you realize that you're going nowhere for that day. Amen? You realize that, yes, something is wrong, and you can't figure it out, and you just say, ah, God. For me, as me, Moses, I have tried. Omusango si, si guangi. Glory be to God. Hey, let it be on someone else, either on Esther, the worship team leader. If she hears things are not going well and she doesn't mind, yeah. But for me, I'm like, God, I have tried. Hey, that is not on me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If it is Ronnie, I'm like, God, what can... You understand? Yeah. Hallelujah. If it is... which other name can I throw there? Yeah? If it is... okay. Anyway, I'm joking, but I'm also serious. Amen? So, I encourage all of us, okay? Especially those who are much younger than me, okay, to somehow pray to God to have a taste of the authentic, okay? Those of you who are older than, much younger than me, for some reason, it can be difficult for people to change if they are, you know, if they don't want to change. Hallelujah. Yes, but God is good. God is what? God is good. Okay, we should do the best to make sure that our young children, like the Christinas, get to know the authentic thing. Okay? So that they never get deceived by what? Hype. Yeah? Hype. And then people, they shout. Then people shout. Then they begin to say, the presence of God. But we're just shouting, shout hallelujah, clap your hands 10 times. Then they clap, the presence of God. It's such garbage, you know, eh? And by the way, that many Christians are deceived by that. Okay? They're deceived by those things. Okay, so, I'm not boasting, but I cannot be deceived. Okay? Yes, I know it, okay? And... yes. Glory be to God. Okay? That's why even, you know, the times when I come here, because I'm like, maybe the president said, yeah, no, this, they took a congregation. So I'm looking for God. I'm looking for the presence. Okay? When I came here, there was something here. I don't know whether what. Pregnancy is bring what? The presence. You know, there was some bit here. Okay? Yes, so that's why I remained here for some time. I don't know what was here. There could have been what? Or more. Whoa. But there was also you here. Anyway, but I don't know. But it felt different from here. You know, different. That's correct English? Yeah. So anyway, glory be to God. Amen. So yes, as it was last two Sundays, we shall continue talking about the presence of God. Okay? God desires to dwell with his people. God desires to dwell with you. And very often, he wants to manifest his presence. Hallelujah. Okay? Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. After Adam and Eve had sinned, the Bible says that they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Okay? And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the what? From the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Okay? So that implies that oftentimes or every day God would come down, okay, to commune with his people, all right? And he has never tired, okay, to long for that. Glory be to God. Okay, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, okay, God told Moses that let the people make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Okay, let the people make me a sanctuary or a tabernacle that I may dwell with them. Hallelujah. It has been God's desire, okay, from the beginning of creation to dwell with us, to dwell with you. Hallelujah. Okay? And so, verse 22 of Exodus 25, it says that God tells Moses that, I will meet with you and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of the testimony. So anyway, that's Utabanako was going to have what you can call a box. And that box had a lid, a covering, if you can say that, which was called the mercy seat. And on top of that lid were two beings, two cherubim, what some people call angels. But really, they are not angels. Angels are different from what? A cherubim. Hallelujah. So anyway, and God's presence was going to dwell, okay, between the two cherubim. Glory be to God. Anyway, and so after Moses and the people had finished constructing the tabernacle, the Bible says that the glory of God, the presence of God, came and filled the tabernacle. That we find in Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 and 35. Okay, it says that then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So God came, okay, and dwelt in the tabernacle between the cherubim, okay? And he manifested that by the glory, the cloud of his presence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, to this day, God still desires to dwell with us, with you. Okay, I'm going to emphasize that. And there is no greater thing than that in this world. Hallelujah. Nothing greater. Amen. Nothing what? Nothing greater than that. Okay, now, hundreds of years later, okay, God instructed, okay, following David's desire, God instructed that now a building, okay, be built, a temple, a structure. Amen? And Solomon, David's son, built it. All right? And in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 11, we see that after it had been built, again God came and inhabited the temple, his house, his dwelling place. It says that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. The manifest presence of God came into the temple. Hallelujah. And that's what we desire every time we meet as Christians. Hallelujah. We want the manifest presence of God. Amen? We don't want anything less than that. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, I was in Smack, like you heard, and we used to sing those songs, Ave Maria, you know, eh? Those songs, it's just sweet sound, kind of. But they can't bring the presence because you're singing garbage. Hallelujah. You're singing what? Garbage. No one has ever told us to sing to what? To Mary. You understand? Okay, it is garbage. It is just foolishness. Hallelujah. Amen. Then, remember, third term? Okay, so you must also do some Christmas or something before you go home, okay, if you're in a boarding school. So now there are some busong. Can you imagine we're singing them as a in church? Okay? One of them. And you see, before you get saved, you don't see that you're just wasting your time. Those songs are not worthy to be what even sang in a church. Okay? There was like a song, something about the partridge. Eh? You know a song which has partridge something? Ah, yes.
Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas.
Night will have brought to me. Da, da, da. Yeah.
Are you singing?
I don't remember the lyrics.
Who knows it? Mommy knows it. Okay, on the first door. Now, you're singing that rubbish in church. On the first door. Partridge, you know, eh? Over in the what? In the what? In the what? Yeah, now, what does a partridge in a tree have to do with worshiping Jesus? And now, those are the Christmas carols you pay for. Then you take your kids there and they listen to that what? Garbage. No wonder kids grow up, they never mind the presence of God. Because I've never felt it. Muria, you sing about chicken. Eh? Isn't a partridge like a chicken of sorts? Nothing? Or and it's a bird of sorts, isn't it? Eh? Yee, kati muri kuimba birds. Such nonsense. Eh? And so I grew up with that. But 1998, second year university, I got saved. And I got to know the what? Hey, this Catholic thing, man, for me, I don't like it. Eh? We, in 2000, I think it was 2007, 2008, we went to celebrate 90, was it 90 years or 100 years of SMAC? Eh? 100 years. 100 years of SMAC, okay? So, of course, I went because I like the school and I was going to meet Bagai, you know, Obis. Okay, so now then, you see, this religion, eh? Just saying Jesus and God, but in their hearts is not there. Okay? Now, they invited Ragadi. Remember, this is a Christian school. Eh? Christians, Ragadi. And you know where he was going to present from? Just outside the chapel, at the entrance of the chapel. That's where they built the, it's called the what? The stage, the, eh? There's another word I guess for it. Anyway, yeah, that thing. And Ragadi was what? You understand? Kajulava, my kids are going to a Christian school. But man, there's nothing Christian about it. Ragadi then sang very evil songs. Of course, all these songs are what? Evil. But I remember there was one which was more evil than others. You understand? And now, but Christians, Abadze or College, or celebrating 100 years of St. Mary's College. So, St. Mary's College, you know? You know, eh? And who paid for it? The Brothers of Christian Instruction, the owners of the school. You understand? Ragadi. You understand? Eh? So now that is a garbage. And so, 1998, I got saved. Hallelujah. And that stuff couldn't even feature at my wedding. You understand? Eh? I told Gerard, tell them it ain't happening. You understand? Then I heard that people complained. I think they even threw what? Tantrums, legs, you know. But it wasn't going to what? Happen. The devil wasn't going to feature at my wedding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, now if you don't mind that music, just know that at your wedding, okay, the devil is a silent listener. You know those things? This house of our heart, eh? God is a silent, but that is also, God didn't have to be silent. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see though I'm talking, I'm passionate about this thing called what? The presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, the presence of God dwelt in the tabernacle of Moses and in Solomon's temple. Hallelujah. And then hundreds of years later, Jesus, okay, God came in the flesh and dwelt amongst us. Amen. John chapter 1 verse 14 says that, and the word, referring to what Jesus was referred to before he came as a man to be called Jesus, the Bible says, and the word became flesh and we beheld his glory. Okay? He became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only one begotten of the Father, full of grace and what? And truth. Hallelujah. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Glory be to God. Amen. These Christian schools of ours. Even Buddha is like that. Yeah. Okay. Amen. Yeah, those usocials. Usocials. Now they're called proms. Very evil. Very and people know it. People know it. People know nebebuzabuza. I see the pictures, something in the papers, man. Girls dressed like prostitutes. And you know who bought them those what? Who clothes? It's parents. In fact, it is mothers. Very often. Okay, very rarely will a father go with a daughter to buy it. You understand? To buy my, you understand? Any but whoever has bought them, as it very evil. You understand? You know, eh? Then you want to now see the killer, Nechfanani, or Kukuraga, how prom was. With all her breasts out, then you share them with your grandmother. Eh, Uhumana wafe, babade, nepate kusomelo. As in, very evil. You see? Yeah, that's why, you know, when you think about what Jesus said, that the path is narrow and difficult. And he said that very few are going in by it. They say the one that is going to destruction, to hell, it is wide. And I think it's also say it's easy. Anyway, it's wide. And say many go in by it into destruction. Now, when you see these things, you're like, man, where are these, you know, because we take things like, we take evil lightly. We take evil, like, we take dressing indecently, like, lightly. But man, you might find yourself, you're on the road to what? Destruction. Okay? But you are at LAT on Sunday. Then on Tuesday, you are in a workplace fellowship. In fact, Gubakumani, you're the most saved in the organization, Bakuitanachi, na pastor. So you're there, you understand. But man, for me, I decided to believe what Jesus said. That path is narrow, the path to the kingdom, it's narrow, and there are few who go in by what? So that means that you cannot even base what is truth based on numbers. Now, you know that numbers game. How can all those people be deceived? All of you, really? You can't go, you know, Jesus said, narrow and few. Okay, so you have to ensure that, man, whatever you do, it is not done by the people in the broad, what? You understand? Yeah, but I was in Smack, I told you. We had social, I attended one, okay? And I liked it. Because remember, I wasn't born again. But man, when I got saved, you know when you get saved, there's a way in which it's like a veil is lifted. And you see the truth. But unfortunately for some people, it's like the veil remains there. And it is lifted, but because of carnal desire, they stick in there. Then they start that nonsense. Don't judge. God said, don't judge. Who are you to judge? Yeah, as in what? My relationship with God is what? Personal. But man, you might be headed to hell. Hallelujah. Now when I got saved, immediately I got saved. Okay, somehow the veil lifted. I went, got all those pictures. Okay, I had them, and from Smack, I came with them on campus. They were in a big bag. Those pictures of sax girls performing those drama thing. Do you know what sax is? Namasagali. Man, those girls, they came. There was a time when they used to do a show. They would start from where then? National Theater. Man, they also came to Smack, man. Now, remember, not born again, and, you know, when you got saved, you realize, my goodness, these brothers of Christian instruction just brought us prostitutes, you know, like, they're called, the word, I don't know if it's still being used, is Echimansolo. And they brought it forward, the students, you know, in fact, that afternoon, no school. Main hall to be entertained by evil man. And now who is entertaining? Some children of some parents. That Father Grimes guy for me can't convince me. When he died, I think was this year or last year. There was mourning in town, mourning. And it's good to mourn. But most of the stuff they said about him was deception. That guy, I'm telling you, Namasagari, okay, after your dad had left the school, okay, that school was the most evil school in this country. I was there, I stayed there for 2 weeks, in senior five and in senior six. 1 week in senior five, 1 week in senior six, okay, chess competitions. So we stayed there, okay, we were like students also. I know. You understand? I went back to Smack. I was telling my guy, man, a Chile Namasagali man. Namasagali is cool. But it was evil, properly. That Father Grant, and then a father, priest. But what he made the girls do, the way they dress, you know, every Friday there is a that dancing, whatever. There's someone else was in SAG here. No? Okay. Yeah, but man, that school was the most evil school, secondary school in this country, according to me, and I think I'm right, was Namasagali. According to me, the most evil place, or I should say in the whole of Uganda or Kampala, was Wandegeya Makerere University. I'm telling you, Wandegeya, Makerere University. In fact, if you are sensitive, if you practice the presence of God and you walk with God, all right, when you encounter an evil atmosphere, you will tell. Okay? Now, anyway, you just try it. Spend a lot of time with God for 1 month. All right? Like especially men, yeah? Just an experiment. Just, okay? Then, after the 30 days, you just go near a student's hostel. You will sense something very wrong in the air. You will sense lust. You will sense sex spirits. I'm telling you, you do it. That is why I keep away from those places. I'm only around there when I have to be there. But you can sense something, a very evil aura. Because young girls and boys, you know, it's like, that's a center for what? Hallelujah. Yeah, Wandegeya Makerere. Of course, now, such places have multiplied. Because back in the day, there was uni. Now they have multiplied. So I don't know what's a... Mukono might be very, I don't know, but I doubt. Anyway, yeah, but I don't know. Okay? But yes, evil, and you know, parents promote it. They're the ones who pay prom money. They pay. Okay, prom what? Hallelujah. The parents who are looking at me very bad, they're like, hey, your topic, right? Utojivako. You see? Hallelujah. But you see, you're not my employer. Hallelujah. I'm employed by God, and you're the one who brought yourself. Hallelujah. And for me, my job is to make sure that, man, you are on the what? The narrow. You might not like me, Naye. When we get to heaven, there's a song. When we get, how does it go? Mumani patri give your car, your car. When we get,
get to heaven, what a glory.
Katyo jaku no nya. You look for me, you're like, where is this guy? There's a man, so niwana yewa nyamba, wankola. Narisikwaga, when we're on earth, when I walked the earth, narisikwagala, I just used to come to church because someone used to bring me and I had no choice. But when I something happened and I realized that man was right. Kala, I thought it was just speaking things for old people. For old people. Old people, but I realized that man was what? You were right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, Jesus did what? The word became flesh and did what? Yes, I know what those socials are. I was there. I know what happened in that hall. Then they, whatever, all the curtains, never got a wall. Why would you girl? Remember, and it is in school. It is not in silk. It is in school. So at even the teachers. Do you understand? Then I was chosen to sing, to choose the most beautiful girl and sing for a song. Okay? Because remember, I was a cool guy. So I went around. Then when I got some, I remembered I've just passed it. Then I came back. Anyway, then I sang some song, some demonic song. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So Jesus, God walked the earth in the person. He dwelt with His people. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. And you know, the Holy Spirit is God. So, God is in you. God dwells in you by the Holy Spirit. Isn't it? All right? So, God dwelt in the tabernacle of Moses. He dwelt in the temple of Solomon, He walked the earth. He dwelt with us, in the person of Jesus. And when Jesus ascended on high, he came and he now lives inside of us by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. All right? He's there, but he still desires to manifest himself. Hallelujah. So you individually, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in you by the Holy Spirit. And also we corporately, God desires to dwell with us. You understand? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22, talking about Jesus, it says that in whom, in Jesus, you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are being what? Built together for what? For a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So that means that when we gather together here, God desires to come and dwell with us corporately. Yes, he's in us, individually, but he wants to dwell with us, corporately, and manifest himself. Hallelujah. And do what? Manifest himself in whatever way he desires. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 tells us what is going to happen in the new earth and the new heavens, which are coming. All right? Finally, God's ultimate desire is going to be accomplished. Okay? John says that, I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their what? Yeah? God what? God himself. Hallelujah. As it was in the Garden of Eden, so shall it be in the new heaven and the new earth. Remember, God used to come and dwell with Adam and Eve. Okay, now it will be accomplished again. It will happen again. Hallelujah. By the way, if you want to know what the Bible is about, okay, Mark, homework. Okay, Lydia, you're the class monitor. Make sure no shouting in class, no sleeping in class until this work is done. Okay, Mark, and I'm going to call you tomorrow to ask you if you did my homework. If you want to know what the Bible is about, read the first three chapters of the Bible. Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Genesis 3. Stop there. Okay? Then go read Revelations 20, 21, and 23. That is all that the Bible is about. You understand? So the first three chapters of the Bible and the last three chapters of the Bible. Okay? Remember, in Genesis 3, man fell. Okay? In Revelation at the end, we see that being restored. Glory be to God. Okay? In Genesis, before the fall, God used to come and dwell with his people. That's why we see in Genesis 21 now, he's back. He's back and forever. Dwelling with his people. That's why you should know that we are not going to be in heaven forever. Okay? All right? At a certain point, all of us were coming here on earth. Okay? But it will be glorious. It will be beautiful. Hallelujah. Satan won't be there. There won't be evil. Problems won't be there. Do you understand? Hallelujah. All right? One day there will be man. Yeah, it will be unsasa, you know. Hallelujah. That uyuni, it will be of a church, I don't know. Glory be to God. One day, I don't know how it is now. Okay? Years later, I'd finish school. You know, there's a place where we used to perform. We used to call it MTR. It was between St. Francis and the main hall. So there was some ground, some green. So we used to go and pray that. And so even when I finished, I used to go back. Okay? Like every opportunity I would get, man, to go at night to that place and pray like for some hours. I would use it and I go. Now, because I didn't have a car, sometimes I had to go through, you know that car gate of UH? Uh-huh. Okay? So anyway, so you have to go through Wandegea, those streets, the markets, yeah, place. No, so you're walking, you know, you're passing there like at 8, okay? You're going to Makere, 8. Then, man, you hear women calling you what? Eh? They say, uncle. Then you look there, then they're hiding. Uncle, about what? Then you realize that, man, these were prostitutes. I was in shock. Uncle, then they say some words which I can't say here, man. Then they were what? They, uncle, what? And they're speaking like angels. Uncle, what? You see how evil, like operates. How, you know, but they're hiding because I think they didn't want anyone who knew them who's passing by to what? To see them. So they call away the hiding. Now, one degree. But meanwhile, naturally, mo ku university kwenyini, Mary Stewart, Mitch, man, And so, but the, one time I was praying. I'd finished uni like 2 years later. So I'm back there. I'm praying in the night, like I think it was like 10. I'm still shandering around, you know. You know? Then, man, a cop came. The cop, man, a policeman. You know, the cops at uni, there used to be, the police station was around North Court, any some place. So the guy, what? He came for me. Then he said, who are you? What are you doing here? Then I told him, I'm praying. He's like, show me your ID. Then I showed him. He asked me, are you a student here? I said, no. He said, oh, you come. Now you just see the devil, man. The devil. So, man, now I had to stop praying. So the guy walked me to what? The police post. Remember from St. Francis, Nemu Tambula, Nemu Kirira, what? You see, some chick guy, man. Then we entered the policeman, like best. At night, man. Then the guy, what? Sit there. Hey, what are your names? Man, what do you have in your pocket? Then I had a phone. Then I gave my phone. Then he got my phone. The smartphone that didn't come in those days. Hey, guys, you look through my contact. Hey, it's called what? Contact. What was he looking for? I don't know whether he was like, does he know Jim or where is he? I don't know. Then, man, the guy, I was like, nah, I'm in trouble. Well, how am I going to get out of here? Hey, the guy scared me. Then later he's like, what do you have in your, what else do you have in your pocket? I said, wallet. Say, bring, I see. And he got it, then checked both things, what? Anyway, it ended up in what? In dimes, man. And by that time, man, time had passed. I couldn't go back to pray. I just knew it was a what? The devil, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So, yes, Mark. And who else should I give that homework? Okay, Mark, tell me who else I should give that homework. Okay, all of you, don't come back here next Sunday if you haven't what? done that homework. Okay? First three chapters of the Bible and the last three. Okay? Cover to cover, Christine. These things of Leviticus, what? Hallelujah. Sorted. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Okay? Now, we need to be like David. Okay? David. Okay? David. David was a soldier. David killed people in battle. All right? And even killed some man. Innocent man. But David desired the presence of God. Hallelujah. Okay? Psalm 122, verse 1, it says that, okay, David, okay, wrote a psalm and says that, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Remember, the house of the Lord was there, okay? And by the way, this was before the temple, because the temple was built after Solomon had died. Rather, David had died. So he was talking about the tabernacle of Moses. Okay, the refurbished one. Okay, and say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You understand? I was glad. Okay, I was glad. Because he knew he was going to encounter the presence of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so as you know, the leadership of this church, we have to do everything that we can to have the presence of God here so that on Sunday, people feel glad they're going into the house of the Lord. Okay, Esther, are you listening? Okay, all right. They are glad that we're going to the house of the Lord. to encounter the Lord. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Honest, that big house that you saw in a dream, which is ready to come, okay? It shouldn't just be big. It should have God. God should be there. The owner of the house should be there. Hallelujah. Don't be like the smart chapel. The house apparently built for the Lord, but man. All right? There's a friend of mine who was here, but now he's in Australia. Moses, okay? Utumsimi. I was in senior 2 and he was in senior 5. And he was the minister of religious affairs. Prefect, we used to call them ministers of religious affairs. So he was in charge of making sure that the chapel is in order. So he used to work with the priests to make, to organize, Saturday. Then he was also in charge of grabbing guys who are cutting mass. Okay? Quiz, do you know what mass is? Mass is a Catholic service, okay? So, yeah, Moses, one day, man, he grabbed me. The story, man, time is against us. He grabbed me, I was cutting mass, midweek mass. Okay, so every class had a service. Yeah? So senior ones would go on senior one. At 7, senior ones, okay, 7 p.m., okay, senior ones. Then Tuesday, senior twos. Senior threes, Wednesday. Senior four, Thursday. Senior 5 and 6 would go on Friday. Then all of us, Sunday. So, man, I was in senior 2 and I got mass. Okay? So, anyway, Moses grabbed me and, man, it wasn't funny. Okay? And now, to be minister of religious affairs, you are to be a very conk Catholic. Ngaba brothers of Christian instruction, bakumanyi. You understand? Now, anyway, years later, after he had messed me up, that guy, man. Okay? Years later, we meet again, and he's born again. Minister of Religious Affairs, born again. Man. So now, we became friends. So I asked him, how did it happen? The guy said, man, the journey began while I was still Minister of Religious Affairs. So he told me that one Sunday, he's in the chapel, okay? Preparing it for Sunday, okay? So he's there, like, those booths, going to the altar, okay? Then he said, there's a car place, okay? Which he opened, some kind of like secret place on the altar, I think. Okay? He opened it, and man, he found human bones. Human bones. Well, I don't know whether it was bones or a bone, but whatever it was for humans. Okay? Closed it real quick, and man, that's when questions started going through his mind. He's like, what is this? Okay? Amagumba gabafu gakolachi mukelezia. Okay? And so later he goes to uni, but that question is, and to cut a long story short, he got saved. But it began, man. So now that is what is in those Catholic, what? Some pope may, because I was told later that when those guys die, okay, some of those Christians, okay, that they distribute bones in different churches. I'm telling you, Charlie Chisubi, we no wonder Ragadi was what? Bamute lao, a performing lao. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mark, you didn't have a thing like that in Namiriango? Any, don't answer. That's man. Because a bone, human bone, what is it doing? Hallelujah. Okay? I'll tell you a story. when I was in second year, I think it was second year or first year, we were studying anatomy, okay? Medical school, anatomy. So there was a time when we were studying about the skull, the human skull, to name the parts of the skull, you know, parts of the skull, you know. Man, we studied things. You just see me here. But I studied parts of a skull, to name parts of a skull. The parts were like 20. Okay, they have names, man, which I don't remember any of them. Now, one time I had to go home weekend, okay, for the weekend, and I had to crack, man. So you can't just waste the weekend. So I decided to move with my skull. Now, every one of us was given a skull. You didn't see that coming. Every one of us, every student had their skull. So, man, I moved with a skull. Remember, I didn't have a car. So now I put it in a cavera. Now, looking back, I'm like, what kind of foolishness was that? Because if something had happened, akavira nikakolachi, like someone knocks you, yeah? Then the man, do you know that you can't survive? You get killed. Now, what was wrong with me? Now, then I took it home. Okay, guys didn't know what I had, but I wanted to shock them. So I put it somewhere, you know, I unleashed it. Nenkasa, like at the study, eh? With table, man. So that anyone who enters, what? Do you remember a thing like that? Man, but smack for it, it was part of worship. Human bones were part of what? Bilia, waka kwesa, uku ota, father, wako lachi, waimilira. Okujira, eshtambilo, chemisa. Hallelujah. But we should be like David. We should be glad concerning the presence of God. Amen? Okay? About David, it was said, okay? There's a psalm, the sons of Anywishos, written, and it says that, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, saying, surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Glory be to God. The guy said, I won't sleep. Okay? Concerning not who's sleeping, there's someone who can attest to this. Okay, say, anyway, I will not sleep. Okay, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Glory be to God. So you see a person who was consumed by the presence of God. Hallelujah. May we be like that. Okay, all of us, may it be that when we come every Sunday, we say that we shall not rest. Now, this is not for the worship team alone, but for all of us. We say that we shall not rest until the presence of God descends in our midst. Do you understand? You're like, I will not sit down. I will not go. You hunger, like, as you worship, you're like, Mukama tukolachi, tukwetaga, like, God, come and inhabit this place. Glory be to God. Okay? When you're playing the keyboard, playing ogamba, like, you want to produce the best sound possible that you know, God is like, I have to come closer, man. This is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. David said, I will not sleep, okay, until I find a place, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Hallelujah. It is David who said in Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2, that, O God, You are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there's no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Hallelujah. Okay? You remember, this guy is not a nobody. You understand? This is the greatest man in Israel at that time. But look what the greatest man in Israel is hungering for. He has it all. He has it what? He has it all. But he's like, there's something else I don't have and I want it. It is the most important. And that is, okay, the presence of God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Human being, there's some of us, you just get a job and then, like a car, what, a woman. Then now it's like you're fulfilled in life. Okay? Until the woman shows you a move. Until the woman shows you a move, man. That's when you remember the God of your youth. Then you realize how far you had what? Departed from him. Okay? Then now you remember the scripture that what? All things work together for the good of those who love him. Because now the woman showing you a move, it has now got you to realize that mukama wa mulekada. Okay? You departed from the what? The narrow path. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The presence of God should be there at your wedding. The presence of God is not just for church Sunday. Okay? Last year, the times when we used to go to some eating place just around here, it's called what? Some popular name of those novel stuff. Romeo, yeah. Romeo and Juliet, remember? So, there's a couple. Buy, they have good food, man. That food. The chef, I just go to chef because it gives other things in addition to the food, but that food there, Romeo's. So, it's good. So when I would get there, okay, I'll tell them, Kati, now, this music, Jemuzanya. Then they change. Then you see, they're just waiting for you to leave. But there's a place I went to, I think it was like a Monday. And I think it is that same place. I went there on a weekday. But it was demonic music. So I begged them. I was like, can you please change? You know, you change to your stuff when I go away, please. Then I think one of them said, but today is not Sunday. Today is not what? Today is not Sunday. So you can see, and now if you ask that guy, are you a Christian? He'll tell you, yes, I'm a Christian. My name is Joseph. My name is Mary. Joseph, Mary, you know? Hey, Kati, Joseph named Mary. Boy, their Christianity is Zine Nyimbas a Sunday. Today is not Sunday. Now those are the Christians. Okay? And unfortunately, there are some of you who are here who think like that. You see, but introduction, it's a party. It's a party. Now we talk to Mala Kochi. Talk to Mala Komilembe. It's a party. It's a party. Brother, if you want to know, and this is very bad, but I have to say it because I want to get all of us on the what? The narrow path. Okay? When I got saved, okay, remember what the fellowship at university, boys and girls. But I came to a conclusion. Okay, me and another friend of mine, a guy. Back in the day, but now that has changed. Some people have made me change that what? Conclusion, which I'd made. Because nothing was a research. Research. Nothing because the research and findings in Gazilina. Okay? My research showed me that Christian boys, buy a Bible a different. I'm telling you, it is the same Jesus, same God, but it seemed like girls had another Bible and we didn't know what was in it. But you could see it wasn't in not always, but in some major ways, it was different from our Bible. Because now all of our mamas were leaders of fellowship. Then, man, nyomukula yoka upate maybe end of year, he over hand over ceremony. Pate, over se pate. Hey, girls would unleash clothes. Which scripture are they reading? You understand? Okay? One time it even happened here, the worship team, back in the day. Okay, some anniversary. Man, that's when you sit back as a pastor, no gamba. I have done nothing. Even if you were doing your gala for years, those are yours. For us, we have decided, in the meantime, enjoy the broad word. And then we had invited a guest preacher, man. I was embarrassed. You know that thing where, there's that saying in Uganda that Alaba Yaswala. Yeah? Do you know that saying? Katinga, you who look, you're the one. But now, over the years, some people in LAT have made me what realize that no. We have the same Bible. Okay, we have the same one. Bible, but it's only that some people you understand? So now I'm very good now. Now I'm not like chicks have another Bible. Those things, I had a Muslim roommate. I'm born again. Okay, I had a roommate. I wasn't born again. We used to talk evil, play evil. Go to bench girls like, you know, anywhere, partners in crime. We are evil. Okay? Then I got saved. Nendoko ka evya serious. Buryo fanani, which I told you, or what sucks girls, because they took pics, man, you know, what the cameraman hired. Nakwe fanani, FBH man, so, you know, girls, man, you know. Then kusatadi nakumao kutunda. Netugula, you know those unyaru chicks, you know, bamba doba how what, you know. Netugula. So I went to uni with those pics, man. My pics of social, my pics of SAGs, you know, my bulletins from Gayaza, you know, The moment I got saved, I got all of them. Nembi Yuza Yuza. But somehow there's a cafe of some girl which what? Yes, sometime later. I'm going through what was clean, which I'd kept there. Then I found what? Eka piece. Eka chweka. Of some kagal, man. How now that one stayed in there? That must have been the devil. What do you think? And it was like a Muslim chick, man. And so this roommate of mine now, our girls, my fellowship, they were on this Muslim guy's case, man. And they used to even come to our room when I'm there. That was the thing which made me say that, man, these girls have another Bible. Twitter nabo, what is that thing? Tutambula nabo. But now, over the years, I'm like, no. It is the same Bible, but there are some who are what? Who are messing up our stuff, okay? Hallelujah. But what was I talking about? Okay, the presence of God. David. Your grandmother. Because what Ragadi is singing. Nimo muria muriko. Totumalako mirembe. Okay. Why are you what? Holier than thou. You're being holier than thou. Why are you judging people? Hallelujah. Okay. But man, homework number two. Paper two. Paper two. I want you to go and read, I think it is Matthew chapter 7. I think from verse 11 to 14. Brian, you check narrow path, bro. It's around there, either 13. Paper 2 is simpler than what? Paper 1. In practice, paper 2 is harder. So I want you to go read just tomorrow, Monday. Temusoma nyobi into binji, okay? Alana, okay? You read the Bible every day, sometimes, okay? Now, tomorrow I'm making your Bible reading easy. Which verse is it? What about 14? What about 12? Just tell me. Okay, you tell me the verses, okay? Don't say anything else until you get all the verses. So, Alana, I'm just saying, Monday is easy. Don't read a lot of stuff. Just read Matthew chapter 7 from verse what? From verse what? From verse 11 to 14. Zoka. Otule obilowozeko. You understand? Then olave whether Bobby Wine is taking you to heaven. Music wa Bobby Wine, music wa Chameleon, music wa Sean. What are your ne combs? Umbile wa ku CNN. What are your combs? Mark, what are you anyway, those guys? Nzekwa Bobby Wine ze mumtima wange mwagala. Nze mwaga. I've met two chicks who tell me that, Gabi. But you can tell it is coming from years of what? 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 Ubobi waini zebya kusamu. Say, unga unzenga mumtima gwange. Okay? You don't know that the guy's mission is to take chaps to hell. No wonder his group in Busabala is called. It's called what? Fire base. Fire base. Okay, I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me. Go and ask Jesus. Bobby Wine's mission is to take guys into fire. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why when it comes to Bobby Wine, I don't have kind of, because Katia Ying are now a very subtle way, you know, Katia Jalaik is fighting for you. But his mission, dear, it has never changed. It has never changed, but now it is in another what? It is in another glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? The sons of Korah also say that as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are talking about the presence of God. We should desire. And there are benefits. Most of them, or all of them, Joanne went through them the other Sunday and last Sunday. Okay? I don't have time because to go through some of them and the other verses that we prepared, but we shall do it next Sunday. Okay? Yeah, because we spent all the time seeking for the prayer. Do we, at least me, okay? I was, you understand, I was desiring, okay, to manufacture the praise of God. So that's how a lot of time went. Hallelujah. Okay? But people, let us love God. Okay? Loving God and loving his presence, they're the same things. His presence is him. Hallelujah. Love his presence. Hallelujah. Okay, love his presence. In your cars, on your buffoons, okay? As in, deal away with evil music, okay? Music, okay, attracts whatever it is talking about. You understand? Okay? If music is evil, it attracts evil. And that means that it attracts demons. Do you understand? If music is good, it is of God, it attracts the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? Just another example which will make some people angry. Okay? But thank God I didn't become a pastor to make friends. Okay? You remember Dennis Mujimba's dream about the Buganda Kingdom anthem? Okay? Yes. What was it? Yeah, the conqueror was, it was evil. Yeah, but there was, anyway, yeah, then, but before that dream, I have a friend of mine. He had told me that they had a cousin who was going through deliverance sessions. Okay? Yeah, she had Bambi, demons were on her case, so they were casting them out, you know. So sometimes she had to be kept at an uncle's place, an uncle who's born again, eh? Okay? Now, so one time the family had an introduction ceremony. So they went with this girl. In fact, this girl was among those girls, abagenda, okubu zabachi, abako, eh? Yes, who go to greet, you know, eh? Because she was kind of back in her senses. Okay? So, she goes to greet. The function starts. Okay? The function starts. Then, Nebita Nikevyo. I think they first sent some old women. You know those things, that drama. Which I like, man. Say, why, Kachwa Twagalani, Esther. Eh? I don't know what they said. Yeah, but then some. What do you mean, sure? And then, so I think she was in the second group. So she went, she kulam said there were calls. Then, I think while there was still kneeling, before she gets up, then she begins to walk. Now remember, there are some people in the family who knew her stuff. So when they saw her walking, some people now stood up, you know, because they know now Katiwano, Chizemu. So they ran now for she walked, man, you know, very fast, man. Okay? They grabbed her before she got to the road. Okay? And cars were going to kill her. They grabbed her just before then. When they got her, they took her in the house. They began to pray for her. Okay? Then the demons began to speak. And they said that, you know, Twabadawe Welu, Mukasana. Mukasana. They say, Akasana Gakatwocheza. As in the sun did what? Burnt us. It's too hot, right? It's too hot. Maybe it was in January or February. Then, like outside the venue, the tent, whatever. And then they said that we couldn't enter. We couldn't enter the venue because they said, I think there was fire around it. So we could, it was demu kasana. Kasana ka. Then the demon said, na ye, bwe mwayimbye ekitiibwa kya Buganda ne mutwaniriza. And say, that's how now, mwatwaniriza, that's how we came and we entered our person. Because it was de tumunonya. Okay, now, who tells me this story? It is not Ahimbisiwe. Because you can say, ne, bana, banya, kole, bano, bano, bano. Okay, see, the moment you sang that song, you were calmed down. Okay? And what did that have? Okay? You changed your name. Yeah. So you could see now, that was showing that there's something about Ekitiibwa Buganda. Of course, definitely there's something evil about it, that it attracts what? With demons. But I'm talking about music. So by the time Dennis Mujimba's dream came, who remembers it? You don't remember it, you guys? But you remember it, isn't it? Lydia, you know it. Yeah. Lydia is the one who remembers stuff here, which is one of the A plus what? In the new curriculum. Hallelujah. But the point I'm trying to make is music. But music is so powerful. Remember, the devil was a worship leader. When he came down, he remained with that ability, but he perverted it. Do you understand? He perverted it. Kati music atale wakatunda zani waye na uwe. Do you understand? So keep away from me. Don't play with it. Hallelujah. And at the same time, just know he hates worshippers of God. Kati namwe baba worshippers, mwino kweli inda. Hallelujah. Security ya mwomoyo, inao kuba gulu gulu. Hallelujah. Those words, I don't know where they came from. Gulu gulu. Hallelujah. But you get the point. Hallelujah. Young people, as in, you remember Michael Jackson sang, and skeletons were coming out of the what? What? And then catch you nefuka your best song. Can you imagine? I think olina mulokole. Okay? Kuchach tozi imba nebo dayo. I mean, it was my sister's intro. Nimufuna DJ muyaye. Abazanyire u music. Glory be to God. So how can you say that you really desire the presence of God? You understand? Hallelujah. Okay. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so should we pant and hunger for the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We were made for the presence of God. God created us to fellowship with Him. That means that we can never be really fulfilled in life and satisfied with or without things. We can never be fulfilled and satisfied in life if we don't experience God, if we don't experience His presence. Because that is what we were made for. You understand? If you get an A plus, Lydia, the new curriculum, but you never get to experience God, okay? The A plus feeling will just be for that time, and it will fade, and your heart will continually long for something, and you won't know what it is until someone tells you that your heart is longing to experience God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, Bruce is taking a long time okuyamba presence. Hallelujah. That means that you should have come there much earlier. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. People, this is serious. Hallelujah. This is what? Remember, we were created for that. Before we are given assignments, the number one thing we're supposed to do is to fellowship with God. You understand? So even if God blesses you with things, okay, minus the presence of God, there'll always be a void in your heart. Those things after 1 week, okay? So you want a car, okay? God is like, okay, you're my child. I'll bless you the car. Then after 1 week, now you want another car, a better car. kwakati number plates that you say. You understand? So there will always be that constant longing for stuff. You understand? God has blessed you with a lot, but then you always see that there's something you don't have. Because you heard that now your sister did this, Kati attended Sicilina, and now you begin on that. Okay? Then God blesses your child with King's College, Budo. Then you hear that, Mariam's sister, Ataba Nabe Kati Bobali, Cambridge. Then Kati now, Echebudo Kati here. Kati God, Cambridge, you know. Do you understand? There will always be a constant running after things. But when the real thing actually is the God. Hallelujah. It is God. Your heart needs God. Because first and foremost, you were created for that. Glory be to God. That's why you find man, samba lokole, like who really don't have much, but they even have nothing. But you sit with a person, and you feel this person has a joy. They are satisfied with what they have. You understand, Do they want more? Yes. But they are, and you talk with them and you feel that, hey man, this person's understanding of God is deeper than mine. You know, but they don't have stuff. Glory. And you see they're happy, they're satisfied. Abanaba we barimo UPE, but beba zakatuonda. Hey, testify. Man, mukama, what? P6C, some school. You understand? Not that God doesn't want your kids to attend better schools, but in the event that that's where they are, you can still be satisfied in life by the presence of God in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minus the presence of God, you get the woman, you know, Then after 1 year, again, she will show you a move. Or the man will show you a move. And you're like, Kala, he hid this from me. Kala, I didn't know he hid it from me. You understand? And yet, it's not really that, but it's just that when you got the man, you departed from God. So now your heart is longing. Then there's that thing of wanting your spouse to make you feel satisfied. That has never been God's agenda, for your spouse to make you feel satisfied in life. The only true satisfaction is God. Do you understand? Hey, young people, get to know this. Your spouse has never been there to bring you satisfaction in life. It's not true. It is taught, it is preached, but that doesn't make it true. What is true is that you were made to fellowship with God, and that brings satisfaction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.